I want to read some scriptures with you. And there are two scriptures, they are all coming from 2 Kings. And the first one is coming from 2 Kings chapter 2.
And
we begin to read from verse 1. Second Kings.
Luke 10:2.
Chapter 2, from verse 1. And it came to pass when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven, that Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal. Then Elijah said to Elijah, stay here, please. For the Lord has sent me on to Bethel. But Elijah said, as the Lord lives,
But
Elijah said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to meet Elijah and said to him, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from you today? And he said, yes, I know. Keep silent. Then Elijah said to him, Elijah, stay here, please. For the Lord has sent me on to Jericho. But he said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho came to Elijah and said to him, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today? So he answered and said, yes, I know. Keep silent. Then Elijah said to him, stay here, please. For the Lord has sent me on to Jordan. But he said, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. And the 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood facing them at a distance. One of the two of them stood by the Jordan. Now Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water. And it was divided this way and that way. So that the two of them crossed on the dry ground. And so it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, what may I do for you before I am taken from you? And Elisha said, please let the double portion of your spirit be upon me. So he said, you have asked the hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I'm taken from you,
لكن برضو رغم إنه شيء صعب لما شوفت أنا متأخر منك وخذت منك,
it shall be so for you.
هيصير لك إنت.
But if not,
لكن أنا إذا ما شوفتنيش أنا وخذت
منك, it shall not be so.
مش هيصير لك.
Then it happened as they continued on and talked.
عشان كده حصل إن هو
as they continued on and talked
to Mithlaas,
that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire, and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a wind into heaven. And look at verse 12, he says, and Elisha saw it, and he cried out, my father, my father,
Abuya, Abuya,
the chariots of Israel,
Markabat Israel,
and his horsemen. So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces. Please let's read the last one. I want you to go ahead to chapter 13 of the second, the same book of
2 Kings.
Let's read some few verses from verse 14.
The Bible says,
Elisha had become sick with the illness of which he would die.
Elisha مرض مرض لحد ما كان مؤمن.
Then Joash, the king of Israel,
لكن يؤاش ملك إسرائيل,
came down to him,
راح له,
and wept over his face,
وبكى عليه وانتحب صوته,
and said, oh my father, my father,
قال له يا أبويا يا أبويا,
the chariots of Israel,
مركبات النار,
and the horsemen, and the horsemen,
والنزوح.
And Elisha said to him,
راح إليسا قال له,
take a bow,
and the horse,
and some arrows,
وأسهم معاه.
So he took himself a bow and some arrows,
عشان كده مسك قوس هو الزرق بيه دوت ومعاه شوية.
Then he said to the king of Israel,
وقال للملك إسرائيل,
put your hand on the bow,
أن هو إليسا قال الملك إسرائيل حط إيدك على السهم دوت الأجرة.
So he put his hand on it,
راح حط إيده عليه.
And Elisha put his hands on the king's hand,
وحط إليسا إيده على إيد الملك وحط إيده على السهم.
And he said, open the east window,
قال له لو سمحت افتح الشباك اللي ناحية.
And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot.
راح إليسا قال له يلا ارمي السهم دلوقتي اطلقه.
And he shot.
راح ضربه.
And he said,
راح قال له,
the arrow of the Lord's deliverance.
السهم الرب للتحرير.
And the arrow of deliverance from Syria.
والسهم التحرير ده جاي من سوريا.
So you must smite the Syrians at a day until you have destroyed them.
لأنك هتحارب سوريا لحد ما تحطمهم.
Then he said,
راح قال له,
take the arrows.
Okay.
Then he said,
hello? Good day.
Good day.
Okay.
Okay. Then he said, take the arrows
from my corner, put it in hand.
So he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground.
And looked at the arm.
So he struck three times. And stopped. And the man of God was angry with him. And said, you should have struck five or six times.
And look at the mafruz, khabat the bitlak, khamas marat, sit the marat.
Then you would have struck Syria until you have destroyed it.
Hatta arzat the hatta Syria akhir.
But now you strike Syria only three times. I want to present to you three groups of people. And three groups of people. And all of these three people, they want the anointing of God. The first group is the sons of the prophets.
هم أولاد الأنبياء بنو الأنبياء.
There are 50 of them.
كان منهم 50 شخص.
They are following the man of God.
كانوا بيتبعوا رجل الله إليا.
City to city.
من مدينة لمدينة.
From Gilgal to Bethel.
من الجلجال إلى بيت.
To Jericho.
إلى أريحا.
Up to Jordan.
إلى حد الأردن.
And these are the sons of the prophet.
ودول أولاد الأنبياء.
And they are saying to themselves.
وكانوا بيقولوا نفسهم.
We deserve the anointing which is upon the man of God. We are students of the prophet. We hear the voice of God. Another group of people. It's not a group of people, but it's one.
هما مش مجموعة حياة هما شخص واحد.
But he represents a group of people.
لكن هما يمثل مجموعة من الناس.
And this man is Elisha.
كان الشخص ده وهو إليشا.
Elisha was not in a Bible college.
ما كانش إليشا في مدرسة كتاب مقدس.
He was not in a school of the prophets.
ما كانش في مدرسة الأنبياء اللي طبعا في مدرسة الأنبياء.
Elisha was a businessman.
كان إليشا رجل أعمال.
And he was doing business and he was very successful.
وكان بيشتغل في المشاريع وفتح مشاريع وكان ناجح فيها.
Until the man of God came.
لحد ما جه رجل الله.
And he found him doing his business.
ولقاه رجل الله قاعد بيشتغل في شغله.
And the man of God took his mantle.
وراح قلع رجل الله رداءه.
And threw it on him.
ورماه عليه.
And Elisha.
وراح إليشا.
Felt God has called me now.
عارف وحس إن الله بيدعوني دلوقتي عايز.
I must follow this man.
أنا لازم أتبع هذا الرجل.
So he took his businesses.
عشان كده اشتغل في البيزنس بتاعه المشاريع بتاعته.
And he sold them.
وباعهم.
And after selling them, he did a celebration with his family. And he said to them, bye bye.
Bye,
I'm no longer going to be a businessman. And they asked him, what are you going to be doing? He said, I'm going to follow the man of God. Elijah. Are you going to be his wife?
قال له انت هتكون ابنه او تلميذه؟
He said no.
تخدمه قال له
I'm not going to be his boss. His deputy.
Okay.
The deputy.
My servant.
No.
هل هتكون النائب بتاعه؟
He said no, I'm not going to be the deputy.
قال له لا انا مش هكون النائب بتاعه.
I will just be his servant.
انا فقط هكون الخادم بتاعه.
That's what I'm going to do.
ده اللي راح اعمله.
I'm sure other people were saying
أنا بعرف أن الناس كتير بتقول
what is wrong with this man؟
إيه اللي بيحصل غلط؟
He is a successful businessman.
ناجح في مشاريعه.
But he leaves his business.
وساب كل حاجة.
To follow the man of God.
عشان يتبع رب الله.
And he's not going to be the vice president.
وكمان مش هيكون النائب بتاعه. هيكون خدام.
He will be a servant.
ده يكون خدام.
Cleaning the shoes of Elijah.
يمسح الحذاء بتاع إليا.
Carrying the Bible.
ويمسك الكتاب المقدس بتاعه.
Watching over the man of God. Watching over the man of God. And pouring water in on his hands.
We put the man of Eno in his hands.
So that the man of God can wash his hands. And waiting. Until the man of God is eating. And when he finishes. Then he comes to
Greece.
And he takes his food. And he takes his
food
and he eats it from somewhere else. And the people are saying, what is this? How can a successful businessman
give the rule of the
leave everything and follow the man of God. But God had a purpose for him. That's the second person. The third person is the king of Israel.
ملك إسرائيل.
But I will talk about that one later on.
هتكلم عن الشخص ده بعدين.
Let me start with these two groups.
خلونا نبتدي معاهم اول مجموعتين.
A group of prophets,
مجموعة من الأنبياء.
They all hear that God is going to take Elijah.
كان كلهم عرفوا وسمعوا ان الرب هياخد إليا.
And everybody is saying,
وكان كل شخص بيتكلم عن الموضوع ده.
I'm going to take that place.
أنا هاخد هذا المكان بتاع إليا.
I'm going to take that place.
أنا هاخد المكان بتاع إليا.
So wherever Elijah stops.
عشان كده كان ماشيين ورا ربنا أي حتة أو فيها إليا.
Young prophets are coming together.
يجي شباب من الأنبياء.
And they are coming to Elisha.
ويجوا لإليشا.
The servant.
الخادم.
And they look at the servant.
ويبصوا للخادم.
And they say to him.
ويقولوا له.
You are just a servant.
أنت فقط خادم.
We are students of the prophet.
لكن احنا اولاد الانبياء.
God is going to give us the mantle.
وربنا هيدينا المسحة اللي عليه.
The anointing.
المسحة.
Not you.
مش انت.
And we know your mantle is going to be taken today.
واحنا عارفين الخادم بتاعك راح ينتفض منك. الرئيس بتاعك او سيدك ينتفض منك.
And Elisha looks at them.
راح إليشا بص لهم.
He says, I know about that. I know that God is going to take this man.
أنا عارف إن الله هيجي الوقت يحصل هذا الشر.
I have been with him long enough.
أنا كنت معه وقت طويل.
I have poured water on his hands.
جنبت مية على إيدي
عشان. I have stayed with him.
وخدمته.
I know it.
أنا عارف.
I can also hear from God.
أنا برضه أقدر أسمع من الله يجيكم.
So he goes to another city.
راح المدينة تاني.
And there a group of young prophets come.
وقوم برضه جماعة من الأنبياء تاني.
And they took Elisha.
وبصوا واستهدفوا وبصوا على إليشا.
They want to discourage him.
وكانوا عايزين يثبتوا عنه.
And they say to him,
وقالوا له,
your master is going to be taken today.
السيد بتاعك هيتاخد منك النهارده.
And Elisha says, please keep silent.
راح إليشا قال له لو سمحتوا خليكوا ساكتين.
I already know that my master is going to be taken.
أنا عارف إن هو راح يتاخد مني.
I am not in competition with anyone.
أنا مش بتخانق مع حد منكم.
They go to another city.
وراح معاهم
group of young prophets come.
وهم برضه أنبياء من
مكة. And they challenge him again.
وقعدوا يتنافسوا معاه.
And they say,
وقالوا له,
the Lord is going to take your master.
الرب راح ياخد السيد بتاعك.
He says, I already know.
قال له أنا عارف.
What is your problem?
إيه مشكلتكم؟
I know my master is going to be taken.
أنا عارف إن الخادم بتاعي راح يتاخد.
Before you told me, the Lord had already told me.
As much as you know,
my master is going to be taken. Now Elijah was a very difficult man to follow.
كان إليه كان صعب جدا الشخص يتبعه.
Very difficult.
صعب متوقع.
And very unpredictable.
والشخص غير متوقع في تحركاته.
Because Elijah didn't even tell Elisha.
إليه ما كانش بيقول لإليشا.
That when I go,
إذا لما أنا هروح,
you take the man, you take my place.
إذا كنت هتاخد مكان, ما كانش قايله كده.
Never told him.
عمره ما قاله.
Elijah would just look at him.
إليه فقط بص له.
And would say to Elisha,
وقال له إليشا,
you stay here.
أنت تقعد هنا.
Don't follow me.
ما تتبعنيش.
I'm going to that city.
أنا رايح المدينة دي.
And Elisha would look at him.
راح إليشا بص له.
And would say, as the Lord leads.
بص زي ما الرب حي.
I will not leave you.
أنا مش هسيبك.
I will go where you go.
أنا هروح في المكان اللي تروحه.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
أنت سامعين أنا بقوله.
I am talking about how to receive the anointing of God.
أنا بتكلم عن كيف تاخد مسحة من الله.
There are many people who want the anointing of God.
في ناس كتير قوي بتشتاق المسحة من الله.
There are many people who are like the young prophet.
في ناس كتير قوي عاملين زي مجموعة الناس الأنبياء.
Everyone wants the anointing.
كل واحد عايز
المسحة. Everyone wants the touch of God.
كل واحد عايز لمسة من الله.
But the question is,
لكن السؤال هو,
are you ready to be a servant?
هل أنت مستعد تكون خادم؟
Elisha was a servant.
إليشا كان خادم.
Are you ready to do the simple things?
هل مستعد تعمل الحاجات البسيطة؟
Are you ready to wash the feet of the man of God?
هل أنت مستعد إنك تغسل رجلين رب الله؟
Are you ready to wash the toilets?
أنت مستعد تغسل التواليت في
حضرتك؟ Are you ready to scrub the floor of the church?
هل أنت مستعد إنك تكنس أرض الكنيسة؟
Are you ready to brush this equipment and put them clean?
أنت مستعد إنك تنظف الأجهزة دي المسيحية؟
Everybody else wants the anointing.
كل واحد عايز المسحة.
Because they want to become big men.
لأنهم عايزين يكونوا رجال الله كبار.
The young prophets.
لكن الأنبياء
they wanted to be big people.
الأنبياء كانوا عايزين يكونوا ناس عظماء.
They wanted to be like Elijah.
عايزين يكونوا زي إيليا.
But they were not willing to pay the price.
لكن ما كانواش مستعدين يدفعوا الثمن.
There was one man.
كان في شخص واحد.
Who walked with this man.
اللي مشي مع هذا الشخص.
From city to city.
من مدينة لمدينة.
For over 30 miles.
من أكثر من 30 ميل.
And this man.
وهذا الشخص
was Elisha.
كان إليشا.
And they came to the last place.
راحوا وصلوا لآخر مكان.
And there was the Jordan.
وكان نهر الأردن.
And when they saw the Jordan,
لما شافوا الأردن,
all the young prophets,
كل الأنبياء البعيد,
could not approach.
ما قربوش.
All the young prophets were standing from very far.
كانوا واقفين بعيد الأنبياء.
And they were watching from a distance.
بيتفرجوا.
And they were looking at Elijah.
بيتفرجوا على إيليا.
And they were looking at Elijah.
بيتفرجوا على إيليشا.
And Elijah was just walking.
وإيليا كان فقط ماشي.
Not even giving attention to Elijah.
حتى مش عاطي انتباه لإيليشا.
But Elijah.
لكن إيليشا.
He knew in his heart.
عرف في قلبه جوه.
That God has a purpose for me.
عارف ان في غرض الله في حياتي.
I will not leave this man.
انا مش هسيب هذا الشخص.
Because my future.
لان مستقبلي.
Is tied in this man.
موجود في هذا الشخص.
This man. This man.
هذا الشخص.
Holds my blessing.
يمتلك بركاتي.
I cannot leave him.
ما اقدرش اسيبه.
I will go with him.
انا هروح معاه.
And so they were walking.
عشان كده هما ماشيين.
But then it came to the Jordan.
وصل لحد نهر الأردن.
I don't know why the young prophet stopped.
أنا مش عارف ليه الأنبياء وقفوا.
But they all stopped.
لكن كلهم وقفوا.
And they were watching from a distance.
لما بدأ الأنبياء يعني من بعيد.
But they saw Elijah. I don't know why the young prophet stopped.
أنا مش عارف ليه الأنبياء وقفوا.
But they all stopped.
لكن كلهم وقفوا.
And they were watching from a distance.
لما بدأ الأنبياء يعني من بعيد.
But they saw Elijah. Hit the water.
وبيبصوا شايفين تعلمهم ان ايليا بينقذ الميه بنفسه.
And the water was divided.
والميه اتقسمت.
And Elisha and Elisha.
وإيليا وإيليشا.
Walked on the dry ground.
مشي على الارض اللي هي بين الميتين المرسومين.
Look at me brothers and sisters.
بصوني اخوتي واخواتي.
Those young prophets.
هؤلاء الشباب الأنبياء.
God gave them every chance to follow the man of God.
رب اداهم كل الفرصة علشان يتبعوا رب الله.
But they failed.
لكن فشل.
They failed even to cross the water.
حتى فشل إنهم يمشوا رغم يعدوا المية اللي هم مشوفين.
They saw Elijah and Elisha cross over.
شافوا بعينهم إن إيليا وإليشا بيعدوا في المية.
But maybe they were talking.
لكن ممكن يمكن بيتكلم كان بيتكلم
and they were saying to each other.
كان الباب الأنبياء بيتكلم معهم.
If we cross with Elijah.
لو احنا عندنا الأمر ده المأسوال مع إيليا.
The way that man is doing.
زي ما إيليشا ده بيعمل.
We will lose the anointing.
يمكن نفقد النسب.
Because that man is going to go to God.
لأن هذا الشخص راح يروح لألله ينقذه.
We must stay here.
لازم نقعد هنا.
So that we take the job.
عشان نقوم بالدور.
But they did not know the plan of God.
لكن ما كانوش عارفين خطة الله.
Are you willing to cross the Jordan?
هل أنتم مستعدين تعدوا النهر؟
And go to the other side.
وتروحوا للناحية الثانية.
If you want the power of God.
إذا كنت عايز قوة الله.
If you want the anointing of God.
إذا كنت عايز مسحة من الله.
Remember.
افتكر.
The blessings.
البركات.
Are not on this side of Jordan.
مش موجودة على ناحية الأردن الناحية باب الأنبياء.
They are always on the other side.
لكن برضه لكنها دايما موجوده على الناحيه الثانيه.
When Moses, when Joshua took the children of Israel,
لما يسوع خد بنو اسرائيل
to the Jordan,
لنهر الاردن,
they saw the promised land on the other side of Jordan.
شافوا ارض النوح في الناحيه الثانيه من الاردن.
And the water of Jordan had to give way for them again.
وبرضه نهر الاردن كان لازم يتقسم ويعديهم.
So that they could go into the promised land.
يقدروا يروحوا لارض النوح.
The blessings of God.
بركات الله.
And listen here.
اسمع فيه.
The blessings of God.
بركات الله.
Are not on this side.
مش موجودة على ناحية الأردن.
The blessings of God.
بركات الله.
Are on the other side of Jordan.
موجودة على ناحية الثانية من الأردن.
There is a need to die to yourself.
في احتيال انك تموت عن نفسك.
There is a need to die to your own ego.
انت محتاج انك تموت عن الأنا بتاعتك.
There is a need to die to your own pride.
محتاج تموت عن كبرياء.
Let the Jordan
وتعد الأردن
overflow.
خلي الأردن يفري.
Take the old man away from
you. وياخذ الإنسان اللي منك.
So that you can go on the other side.
عشان تقدر تروح الناحية الثانية.
Listen, Church of God.
اسمع يا كنيسة الله.
They stayed on the other side.
قعدوا في الناحية الثانية من الأردن.
And the two of them went on the other side.
لكن اثنين بس عدوا الناحية الأخرى.
And the water came back again.
ورجع مية ثانية. بص الأردن يرمز للمعمودية.
And baptism means I'm dead to myself.
المعمودية معناها إني أموت عن نفسي.
I am dead to this flesh.
أنا ميت عن هذا الجسد.
And I want the Spirit of God to use me.
وعايز روح الله يستخدمني.
That's what Jordan is.
هو ده الأردن.
If God is going to use some of you people that are here.
بص يا ناس اللي هنا إذا كان الرب عايز يستخدمكم.
You would have to die to yourself.
محتاجين تموتوا عن نفسكم.
You would have to go through the Jordan.
محتاجين تعدوا في الأردن.
If you still remain on the other side.
لو لسه قاعدين في الجانب الأول.
Like the sons of the prophets.
زي أولاد الأنبياء.
You will fail to take your blessing.
هتفشلوا إنكم تاخدوا بركات.
You will fail to take your anointing.
هتفشلوا إنكم تاخدوا النصح.
Egypt needs revival.
مصر محتاجة لحظة.
And Egypt is looking for men and women of God.
ومصر محتاجة أو رجال ونساء الله.
That are willing to sacrifice themselves.
اللي مستعدين يقدم نفسهم كذبيحة.
In prayer.
في الصلاة.
In dedication.
في التقديس.
People that are willing to go all the way.
الناس اللي مستعدة تروح أي حتة.
People that are not afraid of everything.
الناس اللي مش خايفة.
They only fear God.
فقط يهابوا من الله.
When they crossed Jordan.
لما عدوا الأردن.
Listen to this.
اسمع ليا.
They were walking hand in hand.
كان
His mind was on God.
كان ذهن على الله.
His mind was on going home.
كان ذهنه في انه هيروح لبيته.
Then suddenly.
وفجأة.
Elijah stopped.
إليه وقف.
He realized that there is a young man that has sacrificed everything.
أدرك إن في شاب قال يا سيدي.
Maybe he was crying.
ويمكن كان يبكي وقتها.
He said, Master.
قال يا سيدي.
I want a double portion of your anointing.
أنا عايز أعطيك من المسحة اللي عليك.
You're
not leaving. لأن أنا عارف إنك هتجي.
I need that double portion of anointing.
أنا عايز أعطيك من المسحة اللي عليك.
And Elijah looked at him.
راح إلي بصر.
He said, on one condition.
قال له شرط واحد.
He gives him the last condition.
وهو ده الشرط الوحيد.
If you see me.
لو شفت اللي بعليك أنا.
Being taken. My feet are painful.
Would it be your eye?
Should I fail? Should I fail?
هل عند ديك؟
To see my master.
هذا سنة بس دعني عليه وراح يزيد.
He looked at the master.
راح بس زايده.
He said, "Fast."
أنا أوقف.
I'm not look at you.
أنا هعرف متنح فيك.
I don't care. Hallelujah. So Elijah was walking. Elijah was coming. Now see now the step has changed. This time,
he
was not just walking. This time,
he
was looking at the mark. His
breath
is taken suddenly. I must see him. So he looks at him. He's
so
worried about what is on the way.
Yes, Mr. Sudan, I see him and
I don't want to miss this.
I am inside of good peace.
Then suddenly,
chariots
of fire, and the whirlwind, and they separated the two of them, making it even more difficult. Because they are separated now.
Then
one is pushed that way, and the other one is right in the midst of it. But Elijah, even though separated, permitted.
حتى لو المطر كان
Elijah says, I must look.
أنا لازم أبص.
I must see my master.
أنا لازم أبص على سيدي للدشر.
And it happens.
راح حصل.
That Elijah.
إن إليشا.
Goes to heaven.
راح
In a good way. And Elisha sees it. And he says, wow.
And yeah.
As he sees Elijah go.
And then on the shot, Elijah gets him.
And then he says, my father.
Ya Abuya.
My father.
Ya Abuya.
The chariots of Israel.
My Kabbalah Israel.
And its horsemen.
Were gathered in the Shuha.
Then Elijah takes his mantle.
And
throws it down. And Elijah. And the anointing comes upon him. The question is. Can you go all the way and receive the anointing of God? Now just hold on.
And no.
Here comes a third story.
Gay, not dead.
Just hold on now.
Stand no.
Here comes a third story.
Be not dead.
Elisha and ministers under that anointing.
وكل الخدام تحت المسحة ليا.
But history repeats itself many times.
لكن التاريخ يعيد بعض كثير.
And now the history is repeating itself.
وبرضه نفس التحدي اللي إيشا بيحصل للناس تاني.
Elisha is not taken by the wind.
إليه ما تخدش. إليه ما تخدش بمركبات نار.
But Elisha is old.
لكن إليه كان عجوز.
As an old man.
كان شخص عجوز.
Now listen to these people.
اسمعوا الكلام ده يا شعب.
Elisha was different from Elijah.
إليشا كان مختلف عن إليه.
Elijah fought with kings.
إن إليشا حارب مع ملوك.
Elijah fought with kings.
حارب.
إليه
حارب. إليه إليه حارب.
But Elisha.
لكن إليشا
worked with kings.
مش
two different people.
مش مع الملوك مش حاربهم مختلفين.
The other one
الثاني
was always discussing with kings.
كان دايما يتخانق مع إليه يتخانق مع الأنبياء مع الملوك.
But this one
لكن الشخص ده هو
is different
مختلف.
He works with kings.
بيمشي مع الملوك.
And people respect him
والناس بتحترمه.
And they call him father
ويزدهروا له يا أب.
Both politicians
كل السياسيين
and prophets
وحتى الأنبياء.
Elisha established the school of prophets.
Elisha
he established the school of prophets.
وأسس مدرسة الأنبياء.
And he trained students.
وزاد ناس درب تلاميذ فيها.
Now listen to this.
لكن اسمع عن ذلك.
When he is old.
لما كان عجوز.
And he's about to die.
وكان خلاص فريق الموت.
Not one of the students of prophecy come to him.
ما جاش أي واحد ولا واحد جيب لي.
History is repeating.
أنت هي يعني ما فيش حد من التلاميذ اللي كانوا في المدرسة بتاعته قم لي.
None.
ما فيش.
Of all the young prophets.
ولا واحد من كل الأنبياء دول.
That he trained.
اللي هو لربهم.
Comes to him.
مدروش.
The man of God is sick alone.
كان قاعد لوحدي مريض.
Too old.
مريض عجوز جدا.
And he's very sick.
كان مريض جدا.
And he knows I'm going to be taken at any time.
وعارف انه هيتاخد في اي وقت.
Where are my pastors?
فين الاسس؟
Where are the prophets?
فين الانبياء؟
That went with me.
اللي اشتغل معايا في المدرسة.
Not one was there.
مفيش حد كان هناك في الأوضة دي.
Now listen to this.
اسمع.
The man that comes to him,
الراجل اللي جاله,
he's not a pastor.
ما كانش قسيس.
He's not a prophet.
ما كانش نبي.
He's a king.
ملك.
His name is Joash.
اسمه يوآش.
He hears that the man of God is about to die.
سمع إن رب الله رايح يموت.
And this king says,
وهذا الملك قال,
I want that anointing to come upon me.
أنا عايز المسحة دي تيجي عليا.
I'm going to man of God.
أنا رايح له.
A king,
ملك,
comes to the house of the man of God.
جاي لبيت رب الله.
And when he comes to the house of the man of God,
لما جاي لبيت رب الله,
The man of God looks at him. And the man of God is failing to walk. He's just walking slow.
Can message show something about?
And the king comes.
When man came
and hugs the man of God.
What happened, Rabbi?
And he says,
well,
and listen,
this man.
He repeats the same way.
But
Elisha spoke to
Elijah.
He says, my father. My father. The chariots.
المركبات
and the horsemen of Israel
present the Tuhar to Israel
and Elisha knows instantly
راح عارف الحال إليشا
this man
هذا الرجل
what's the double portion of Babylon
عايز دقيق من الحال عليه
and he looks at him
راح بصده
because he's the king
لأنه هو ملك
and he says take a bow
and خذ خروس
and he takes a bow
وخذ
and he says take an arrows
خذ معك سهام ربنا
and he takes arrows
وخذ سهام
listen to this
بص واسمع ليا
and Elijah said
راح
إليه put an arrow in the bar
and حط واحد السهم حط سهم جوا القوس
and he puts it in the bar
وحطه
and he says open the window
وقال له افتح وسمحت الشباك
and he opens the window
وفتح الشباك
and he says pull the arrow
قال له شد القوس
and he pulls
وراح شده
as the king is pulling
وهو الملك بيشد
The old man comes behind. He comes behind. And puts his hands on this king. And he pulls together. And he says, release now. And he releases. And the arrow goes through the window. Now listen to this. When the arrow goes through the window, the old man, Elisha, the prophet of God, is filled with the Holy Spirit. He jumps up. The Swiss is back. He says to the king. He says to him.
Hello.
That arrow
had a sun
which has gone through the window.
And I suspect that for me to either.
That arrow
had a sun
is the arrow of God for you.
هو سهم الله ليك.
In other words,
بكلمات أخرى,
your window is already open.
And your bag is already mantled.
Your arrow,
وسهمك
from God,
من الله,
of deliverance,
بتاع التحرير,
has already gone.
خلاص رمى.
Listen, church of God.
اسمع يا رجال الله.
I am speaking to the children of God.
أنا بكلم أولاد الله.
Don't worry about God. Don't worry about God.
ما تقلقش ناحية ربنا.
God has no problem.
الله ما عندوش مشكلة.
The problem is with you.
المشكلة فيك أنت.
Not with God.
مش مع الله تقلقش.
Because the arrow had already gone.
لأني السهم خلاص اترمى ده ناحية الله خلاص.
And the man of God said.
ورب الله قال.
That's the arrow of God.
ده هو رب الله. ده هو سهم الله.
Of deliverance.
سهم التحرير.
You are going to defeat your enemies.
أنت راح تهزم أعدائك.
You will utterly destroy them.
وأنت بتتحرر.
So the word had already gone.
راح خلاص أطلقت الكلمات.
The prophecy was already spoken.
كمان النبوة خلاص قالت.
بنروح أسمع.
لكن بالسوري.
This man.
هذا الرجل.
Fails.
فشل.
Because God tells him. He fails.
الفشل. لأن الله قال له.
God tells him through the man of God.
من خلال رب الله.
Now take the other arrows.
دلوقتي خد سهم تاني.
And shoot the crowd.
واضرب الأرض.
He takes the arrows.
مسك الأسهم.
And he shoots the crowd.
وبدأ يضرب الأرض.
When he shoots one.
ويضرب السهم على الأرض.
He hears the voice of the man of God.
سمع صوت رب الله.
One.
واحد. بيعززه.
He shoots another one.
Oh, I did that love his hand. Peter of
And the man of God says, But the king, he starts to despise the voice of God. He begins to look at himself.
بدأ يبص على نفسه.
And he says,
وقال,
this is foolishness.
إيش حماقة اللي بعملها؟
Why should I hit the ground?
ليه أضرب الأرض بالسهام؟
I should be going out to cook.
أنا لازم أخرج دلوقتي عشان أنتصر عليه.
So when he took the thing out,
وهو بيحط السهم الثالث,
the king said,
راح الملك قال له,
I will not shoot anymore.
أنا مش هضرب تاني مع التاني ده.
Because this is foolish.
لأن ده عبارة عن مرخل.
This is foolishness.
ده حماقة بعمل ده.
I cannot go on.
أنا مش هكمل تاني ضرب تاني.
He shoots a third time.
وضرب ثالث مرة.
And he stops.
محوقة.
Look at me.
بصوري.
And the man of God was angry with him.
راح غضب رب الله عليه.
You should have shot the ground.
كان المفروض انك تضرب على الارض بالسهام.
Five or six times.
خمس او ست مرات.
Why have you shot three times?
ليه ضربت ثلاثة بس؟
Look at
me. لتنزح. اصول.
How many times?
كم مرة؟
You shoot your ground.
المفروض تضرب الارض.
How many times?
كم مرة؟
Do you obey God?
تطيع الله فيها.
You start praying,
then something,
and you get tired.
Then
you start giving,
then you talk,
you get tired.
And then
you go to church,
then
you get tired.
Then
and you want the anointing of God to come on you. Look at me. You were once walking with the Lord.
كنت مرة ماشي مع الرب.
You were once very powerful.
كنت قوي في يوم من الأيام.
You were excited.
You were
excited.
سوف تثير.
With the wish of
God. بأعمال الله.
But you stopped.
لكن عدى عليك بقى تنزل بأعمال الله ومشيت معنا لكن أنت وقفت.
You have stopped.
وقفت.
You were praying.
كنت بتصلي.
But now you have stopped.
لكن أقول أنا بتصلي.
You are no longer praying the way you used to pray.
ما عدتش تصلي بالطريقة اللي كنت معتاد تصلي بيها.
You are no longer dedicated the way you used to dedicate yourself.
ما عدتش مكرس للرب بالطريقة اللي كنت مكرس بيها.
Why are you hitting the ground three times only?
ليه بتضرب الأرض ثلاث مرات فقط؟
Look at
me. بصوني.
There are many people that are waiting for you.
في ناس كتيرة أوي مستنيينك.
There are many people that are depending on your answer to the call of God.
في ناس معتمد على دعوة الله في حياتك.
There are many people that you can help.
في ناس أنت تقدر تساعدها.
But you are joking.
لكن أنت ماشي بصوت حياتك.
You play around. Listen, Church of God.
اسمع يا كنيسة الله.
Jesus said to the disciples.
يسوع قال للتلاميذ.
You have to wait in the upper room.
عليكم تنتظروا في العليا.
Until you are endued from above.
لحد ما تاخذوا قوة.
Do not leave.
ما تسيبوش.
You must be there in the presence of God.
لازم تكون في حضور الله.
Until the power comes.
لحد ما القوة تأتي.
Day one.
اليوم الأول عدى.
Day two.
يوم الثاني.
Day three.
يوم الثالث.
Day four.
يوم الرابع.
Day five.
يوم الخامس.
Day eight.
يوم
الثامن. Day nine.
التاسع.
Day ten.
العاشر.
Then the power came.
لحد ما جت القوة.
If they had stopped on day number five.
لو كانوا وقفوا لحد يوم الخامس.
Would they have received the power of God?
ما كانوش هيعرفوا طلع.
If they had stopped on day number seven.
لو كانوا وقفوا لحد يوم السادس.
Would they have received the power of God?
ما كانوش هيعرفوا طلع.
If they were like the young prophets.
لو هم عملوا زي أبان أباء.
Who stood a distance away.
اللي كانوا بيتفرجوا من بعيد.
And were just spectating.
فقط يتفرجوا.
Would they have received the anointing of God?
عليهم ياخذوا المسيح.
Look at me, someone.
بصوا.
When you want to start something,
لو كنت عايز تبتدي شيء,
you must finish it.
لازم تكمله.
Don't start something.
ما تبتديش حاجة.
And stop on the way.
وتقف في النص.
Remember.
افتكر.
When you are in the ministry.
لما تكون في الخدمة.
When you are in the work of God.
لما تكون في عمل الله.
Your momentum must grow.
لازم السرعة بتاعتك تبتدي تنمو.
From one point.
من نقطة
to another point. If you are able to pray two times in a week.
لو أنت تقدر تصلي مرتين في الأسبوع.
Why don't you pray six times in a week?
لما تصليش رقم ثلاثة.
If you are able to pray ten times in a week.
لو أنت تصلي عشر مرات في الأسبوع.
Why don't you pray 12 times in a week?
لما تصليش 12 مرة في الأسبوع.
If you are able to spend 7 minutes with God.
لو أنت قادر تقضي 30 دقيقة مع الرب.
Why don't you spend 1 hour with God?
لما تقضيش ساعة مع الرب.
A hungry person,
a شخص جائع,
that is seriously wanting to receive something from God,
اللي حقيقي جد وعايز حاجة من الرب,
will sacrifice himself,
هيضحي بنفسه,
will sacrifice himself,
هيضحي بنفسه.
I am here to challenge you.
أنا هنا علشان أحبكم.
As a church in Egypt,
ككنيسة في مصر,
tell you,
عشان أقول لكم,
don't stop on the other side of Jordan.
ما تقفوش على الناحية الأولى من نهر الأردن.
Don't hit the ground three times.
ما تخبطوش الأرض ثلاث مرات.
Go ahead until you experience the touch of God.
كمل وامشي على طول حتى ما تختبر قوة الله.
Do not become religious.
ما تكونش متدين.
Religion never moves the hearts of people.
عمر ما التدين يحرك قلوب الناس.
No.
خذ خطوة زيادة.
Experience more of it.
اختبر أكثر عن يسوع.
Experience more of his power.
اختبر أكثر من قوته.
Give yourself more.
ادي نفسك أكثر للرب.
Don't take things for granted.
ما تاخدش
for granted.
ما تاخدش الأشياء فقط كشكر.
Just the way we do it.
زي ما احنا كده بنعدي في الدنيا طبيعي. مش عادي كده.
No.
لا.
There is much more.
في أكثر.
You can go ahead.
أنت تقدر تكمل.
You can pray more.
وتصلي أكثر.
You can place yourself more into the presence of God.
تخرج نفسك.
There are young men sitting here today.
في شباب هنا قاعدين.
Young women that are sitting here today.
في أحد في سيدات قاعدين.
You have visions from God.
لديكم رؤى من الله.
God has a work for you.
رب لديك شغل فيكم.
But are you ready to go ahead?
لكن أنت مستعد.
Are you ready to sacrifice?
مستعدين تضحوا.
Are you ready to go through the Jordan?
مستعدين تعدوا في الأردن وتموت على الأرض.
Are you ready to hit the ground?
مستعدين تخبطوا الأرض. أكثر تضرب على
الأرض. Who is there that can say, "Here I am, Lord"?
مين اللي هنا يقول ها أنا يا رب؟
ارسلني.
رب هنا عشان رب مستعد هنا عشان يخدمك.
Bow down your heads.
احنا
Don't look at anyone. It is you and the Lord tonight.
تهوى أنت والرب فقط لينا.
Be like
Elijah.
Refuse to be one of those young prophets.
أرفض أن تكون واحد من ذن الأنبياء.
Refuse to be a king that gonna strut the ground three times.
أرفض أن تكون ملك ركبة الأرض بطريقة محدودة.
Tonight,
النهاردة.
Say to the Lord, I am willing to go all the way.
أنا مستعد أمشي كل طريق.
I am willing to pray more.
أنا مستعد أصلي أكثر.
I am willing to sacrifice more.
أنا مستعد أضحي أكثر.
I am willing to do whatever you tell me to do.
أنا مستعد أعمل اللي تقول عليه.
Lord, forgive me.
اغفرني.
Where I have failed.
فين أنا؟
Where I have not done well.
في الحالة اللي أنا غلطت فيها.
Forgive me.
سامحني.
Use me.
استخدمني.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, yes.
while your heads are bowed down, I want to ask a question. Is there anyone among us here? You are saying, man of God, I want to go all the way. I want to dedicate my life to the Lord. I want the Lord to touch me. I want the Lord to change me. I was once strong.
And I put the view in your home.
I was once walking with the Lord.
Put the view in your mesh, my Lord.
But now I'm no longer doing this. I'm no longer praying the way I used to pray.
And I'm out to say it, I will.
I'm asking the Lord tonight.
And I'm about to the Lord in the house.
To touch me.
Yeah, listen.
I want to go all the way.
And I know what he comes for the three.
I want the double portion of the anointing.
I use the three.
Upon my head. I want to stay with God.
I left the Lord.
If you are there.
I want you to put on your heart.
I have been
fine.
And you're saying I need prayer.
But I can have one real song.
Put up your heart.
Can I put up your
heart? Father, in the name of Jesus.
Look at this heart, so
Lord. Look at this heart, so
Lord.
Your servants are willing.
خدامك يهديه ويريده
to obey you.
كما نزعم
to go all way
عشان يمشي كل الطريق
to cross the Jordan
عشان يعبر الأردن
to receive the mantle
عشان يأتي المسحة
to hit the ground
عشان يخبط الأرض
until it is done لحد ما they are willing not to give up
مش مستعد
not to surrender
مش يستسلم
not to be religious
ولا يكون متدينين
but to be fervent with you
لكن يكونوا حامرين معي
on fire for you
عشان يكونوا في نار
معي in the name of Jesus every one of you that put up your hands
كل واحد منكم من رفع ايديه
just begin to pray now
فقط ابتدي تصلي دلوقتي
just begin to pray
ابتدي تصلي دلوقتي
dedicate yourself to the Lord
كلم نفسك لرب
let me ask everyone to just come and join me in the name of Jesus. The first group that we are going to pray for, it will be those that put up their hands, those that are saying, I'm willing, to go all the way.